The point is, you're wrong. Oh, move on. Yeah.
No, what?
I win. Move on. Next one.
Dude, no, hold on.
Press start.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Super Nerd Friends podcast. Today, we're doing something a little different. Me and my beautiful brother, Sam. Say hi, Sam.
Hello.
That was him. He's a stand-up guy. What a stud, honestly. So we actually have some lists of fights that we're going to do of characters that we've pit against each other. I don't know Sam's list. He doesn't know mine. We're going to argue about who wins. Sam, why don't you go first? Let's just get right into it. Yeah, I'm not going first.
Okay. First off, my first one, I was focusing on ones that I thought we would argue on, but would also have even power, kind of. So my first one is Liu Kang versus Shang-Chi.
Oh my god!
Now I know who you're gonna say,
Liu Kang.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. But think about it, okay? Think about it, because there's normal people in Mortal Kombat. Like Katana beat Liu Kang.
Liu Kang is not a normal person. But
yeah,
okay.
But Katana beat Liu Kang a few times, and Katana doesn't have powers, or well, maybe she does. I'm not sure. But either way, Shang-Chi, he doesn't have powers except, and I'm talking about comic book Shang-Chi, not the movie one, the comic book one, where his superpower is being like laughably good at karate.
Liu Kang.
But the only thing Liu Kang has above him is like the fire feat.
Liu Kang has won the Mortal Kombat tournament three times over, killed an elder god, and fought a four-armed monster.
What elder god?
Basically an elder god. I don't know if he beat Shinnok or not. The point is, you're wrong. Oh, move on. Yeah. Liu Kang.
No, what?
I win. Move on. Next one.
Dude. Okay,
fine. I'll go next.
Hold on. Movie Shang-Chi, then. He beat a dragon. That's Liu Kang's whole thing.
Movie Shang-Chi would get messed up by any version of Liu Kang.
I would agree that Liu Kang would, but I don't think it's as cut and dry as you're acting like. He wouldn't destroy him. He would put up a fight.
I think that Liu Kang would rip his head off, literally, because it's Mortal Kombat. Okay, I'm going.
I disagree.
Now, my first one, it's a tough, tough contest, and I'm not going to lie. Spider-Man versus the Scooby Gang. And I mean the entire Scooby Gang. I mean Daphne, Velma, the whole shebang. And I know what you're thinking. Obviously, Spider-Man would win, but I don't agree with that. And here's why.
I think we're going to go back to mine now, actually, guys.
Here's why. Because listen, you can't. Yeah, maybe in just a straight up fight, sure, Spider-Man will win. But think about Velma. She's the greatest detective on Earth. So good that she has teamed up with the likes of Batman and figured it out before Batman figured out the mystery. Batman could definitely beat Spider-Man. So if Velma is smarter than Batman, would she not beat Spider-Man?
You can't say Batman would definitely beat Spider-Man. That's way more. I would want to argue that, but first off, you should have said who would solve a mystery better, in which case I still think it would be Spider-Man, and I have my reasons.
What? No, listen.
But in an actual fight, obviously Spider-Man would destroy them.
It's all about strategy. She can send Shaggy and Scooby to distract them, and then if she'll just use her brain to figure out he's Peter Parker, and then send Fred to kill Aunt May, like, or hold her hostage. I'm just saying.
Daphne would
do nothing. Daphne would get captured somehow.
You said the whole Scooby Gang. Does that mean Batman counts? And like,
well, exactly. They have allies.
Does that mean Big Show could come in?
They could bring in John Cena.
John Cena.
They could bring in Batman. They've beat Kiss, the Joker before. Yeah, Kiss.
Literally
it
the entirety of Kiss.
I think we're all in agreement that the Scooby Gang would wipe the floor with Spider-Man.
If it's the Scooby Gang, including the extended Scooby family, okay, meaning Batman, Robin, Superman,
yes.
John Cena, The
yes.
Rock.
Crypto, the Superdog, the whole yes. shebang. Scrappy. Dude, Scrappy would mess up Spider-Man. I'm sorry, but this is just the way it is.
Okay.
Okay, we're in agreement. Go ahead. Your next one. I'm glad we got that figured out.
Unless it was still solving a mystery because they would have Batman.
That's literally their job. They are mystery solvers.
Yeah, but Spider-Man is Spider-Sense.
Do your next one. Scooby Gang would destroy.
So, yeah, my next one is... And this is specifically the movie versions. Bumblebee from not the Michael Bay films, but his movie versus Hulkbuster from Age of Ultron.
Oh, man.
Now, I know what...
You went serious with yours.
I know
Just wait for the rest of mine.
I know what you're going to say. I don't know. This one's a
Hulkbuster.
Tough one.
Easy.
But here's the thing.
Is Tony Stark inside of it? Or is Bruce Banner? Okay. If Tony
Stark's
inside
of it...
No,
it's Tony Stark. But...
Easy.
Think about it. Obviously, in terms of strength, I would think Hulkbuster has it. But Iron Man That's all Hulkbuster is. It's just pure strength. There's no ability.
What?
Because think about it. Bumblebee, he is a soldier. That's his whole thing. Well, he's a scout, but he's a soldier.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Bumblebee could beat the Hulk?
I don't think in terms of strength. Well, I think in hand-to-hand combat.
The Hulkbuster did beat the Hulk.
No.
And Hulk would destroy Bumblebee.
No, the Hulkbuster did not beat the Hulk.
Yes, he did.
Hulk got distracted, and then he knocked him out.
You don't think you could dangle, like, Sam Witwicky to distract Bumblebee? You don't think Shia LaBeouf would distract
not
him?
Not that Bumblebee, the one from his own movie.
Okay, then distract Haley Steinfeld. What the heck is that girl's name? I don't know.
Listen, because you're not thinking, though. In hand-to-hand combat, okay, Bumblebee has the edge on both of them, and he's lived his whole life as a big robot. He's probably about the same size, maybe a little smaller than Hulkbuster, but he... Bumblebee's whole specialty is beating people bigger and stronger than him. That's what he does. He fights two robots in that movie.
Hulkbuster can cut him in half.
How?
I don't think... He has a laser. He has a Bumblebee has guns. Guns don't penetrate.
Bumblebee can turn into a car. He could run into him. Now, I don't know how practical that would be, but Hulkbuster...
We're not going to agree on this.
Hulkbuster is mainly a containment thing, okay? That's Hulk... Because exactly. Remember, we're talking about Age of Ultron. He made it to contain Hulk, not Bumblebee.
If he calls in that thing that the Hulk dug through the ground to get out of, Bumblebee's going nowhere. It wouldn't.
Bumblebee wouldn't get captured by it because he's smarter than the Hulk.
We're moving on. No, we're not moving.
Why do you? Okay, Dave.
Because we're not going to go anywhere. We can't decide who wins. I disagree. I think Iron Man would win. It doesn't even have to be Hulkbuster. Tony Stark would beat Bumblebee. Period.
What?
Period.
Are you nuts?
He's the smartest man on Earth. I'm doing my next one.
Not
ready?
Like Mark. No, I still couldn't go there. I think Bumblebee would at least. I think it would be Bumblebee would win. By decision, shots landed. But they would tie, no, okay. And then they would team up.
They would leave it up to the judges. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of boxing references, here's my next one. Me versus Mike Tyson in a boxing match, but there's a catch. I am in a time loop, and my question is who it isn't who would win. It's in that time loop where every time I lose, I get another shot. Would I ever beat him once? If I had infinite tries, Doctor Strange versus Dormammu style, would I ever beat Mike Tyson?
Would Mike Tyson throw the same ones every time, or would it adapt to what you previously did?
If you land a
shot on Mike Tyson in the... Does Mike Tyson retain the memories?
No, he doesn't retain the memories. I do.
So you're fighting Mike Tyson. You could duck a punch and yes. then, but get and knocked get out knocked on the out. Next one. Yeah. But in the next
and
one,
I could slowly learn
would
the
he throw the same punch? Or would it? Or does it depend?
It's like the butterfly effect. If I took one different step, who knows the different step he would take? The point is, by chance, eventually I would have to win, right?
No.
It's infinite. I have infinite tries.
If it's the butterfly effect thing, then think about it. If it was you just getting a pattern down like a boss fight in a video game, I'd say eventually you'd get it. But he's a professional fighter. That's his thing. But if it's a butterfly effect where it's different every time, he's going to best you every time.
In an infinite amount of fights, there has to be one time where he slips and I hit him with the hardest punch I've ever thrown. There has to be.
In the one timeline where he slips and knocks himself out, you have it.
See, I told you. I could beat Mike Tyson. You heard it here first. Okay, I'm glad we figured that out. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, this is my last one.
Okay, I have more than you, so we're fine.
Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin, versus the Teen Titans. And I mean classic Teen Titans like Cyborg, Raven, Beast Boy, Teen Titans again.
Teen Titans would destroy the Power Rangers. They would literally murder them, eat them for breakfast. Sorry, keep going. Sorry.
Raven, Cyborg, Starfire.
Right. The Teen
Robin,
yes.
Beast Boy, and then Flash or Kid Flash and
You're just adding assets that are gonna destroy the Power Rangers.
Well, because there's six Power Rangers, so there's gotta be six. So let's say those are the six.
Yes, just Raven would destroy the Power Rangers. That's all you need. Or Starfire.
I don't think you understand how strong the Power Rangers actually are. The
Mighty
Morphin.
Starfire is like Superman, but she can shoot lasers out of her hands. And Raven has plot armor because she's magic. She can kill anyone.
First off, Cyborg, Robin, and Beast Boy, actually. They would all get taken out. I also think...
Not Cyborg, but...
The biggest problem would be Kid Flash.
Raven is the most powerful Teen Titan, and it's not even close.
What if they form the Megazord? What is Raven going to do?
Raven's going to send them through a portal to the underworld, and then Trigon's going to eat them.
No, they could take Trigon.
Trigon,
they have a Megazord!
Trigon beat Superman. What are you talking about?
No, but think about it. Because even their best defense when they get in the Megazord would be Beast Boy becoming a Spinosaurus.
Listen,
or whatever.
It would be a good fight, okay? It would be a cool special. But the Teen Titans would wipe the floor with them.
I don't think they would.
Just Kid Flash, just Raven,
Kid
and
Flash
just
would be
Starfire.
The biggest problem, but...
Those three... by themselves could be
Kid
the Power
Flash
Rangers.
Can't bring himself to kill, and the Power Rangers have armor. What all he could do is just throw a million punches, but it's not gonna do anything.
Then Starfire and Raven would win.
You're saying just Starfire and Raven versus them?
Just any of them by themselves out of those three, even Kid Flash, because Kid Flash could knock them all out before they're done morphing.
No, okay, hold on. No, they have
he
to play by the rules.
He could phase through the Megazord and knock them all out.
They have to play by the rules. When the Power Rangers morph, the other side just waits politely till they finish. They have to play by the rules.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think Teen Titans. Do you not agree? You think the Power Rangers would win?
I mean, I want the Power Rangers to win, but no, yeah.
Yeah, deep down he knows. He knows, folks.
But again, I was picking ones that I think are close. You're acting like these are...
Listen, these are all a lot closer
than you think.
That is a very one-sided matchup. Teen Titans have gone toe-to-toe with the Justice League, let alone the Power Rangers. They
the
would
Power
destroy
Rangers
the Power
have
Rangers.
Went toe-to-toe with Justice League.
Well, then the comic was written by an absolute dum-dum. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm doing my third one because we agreed. Now this, oh my gosh, this one's so, so close. The Penguins of Madagascar versus the Avengers. Now, I know what you're thinking. And I made the mistake earlier of saying Tony Stark was the greatest mind. But Kowalski, Sam, is an absolute beast. This man could, you don't even know what he could do. Like, he could create a better armor for all the Penguins. These Penguins would come in their own Megazord. We should have done Penguins versus the Power Rangers. That would have been more even. Because, I'm sorry, but they're just going to destroy the Avengers. I'm sorry.
So, are you saying Power Rangers would beat the Avengers?
No, I'm saying the Penguins of Madagascar would beat everyone. They send in Rico. This man is going to go crazy.
No arguments.
Okay, I'm glad we're in agreement.
That's I agree completely.
Okay, the next one. I don't know. I kind of want to see Kowalski versus Tony Stark in like a chess match, honestly. That's what I should have done.
Oh, Kowalski would destroy him.
Yeah, Kowalski would mess anyone up. He is such a great asset. Barack Obama versus Superman, but Barack Obama is the president and has all the resources of the United States military, government, everything. He has the power of all the allies against Superman. And so you got to think
Superman.
But you got to think someone has to have kryptonite. Someone does. How could America in a world, because Superman exists, how could they not be preparing to kill Superman if they needed to?
Oh, this is a world where Superman exists.
Yes.
But
Barack Obama is president.
Does that mean the rest of the Justice League exist?
Yes. I guess. Sure.
And assuming the Justice League... Is this Superman evil or Barack Obama evil? Which one?
Barack Obama is evil, and he has nothing. He wants
has
nothing.
Pure rage for Superman.
Yeah, he's like Lex Luthor. He just wants to kill Superman,
and he has all the resources.
Yes,
oh, but that means the Justice League would be on Superman's side.
Yeah.
Well, then yes, it would be Superman.
Batman's dead though, because if Batman's on the Justice League, they don't stand a chance. But and Wonder Woman's dead, and Martian Manhunter. No, Superman is the only one alive.
What is
Superman
wrong?
Superman is
you?
The only one alive.
So then.
I want him to have a chance.
So then...
Barack Obama has no one but Michelle and three planes. It's just him, Michelle,
and
Trump,
but Michelle,
and three planes.
Is Metallo in this situation. Then, yes, Barack Obama.
She just changed the Daily Planet's lunch to be healthier. So Superman is feeling sluggish.
Oh, he is so angry.
He's feeling sluggish. She slipped some kryptonite in there. It's over.
Okay, fair enough.
It's over.
The answer is Michelle Obama would
Michelle Obama would win against Barack Obama and Superman. Okay. This is the last one. And this is one-sided. I'm not going to lie. Jackie Chan versus the entire state of Wisconsin. Now, I know what you're thinking.
That's unfair to Wisconsin.
It's pure numbers, right? It's you'd think they would have him because of pure numbers, but it's Jackie Chan. This man, he would ride in on a bicycle and then like dismantle it and start throwing the pieces at all the people in Wisconsin. Like, he's just going to win.
I have no argument. I have zero argument for that. In fact, I think that this is a mismatch the other way. I think Wisconsin is entirely unprepared for the wrath of Jackie Chan.
I agree. Okay, Jackie Chan wins. Let's move on.
What? Why?
Sam, don't argue with me. Turn into a cow.